Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Diary 101 podcast. I am your host, Aka Kandelo Kandepwe, also known as Aka. Because it's been a year since I was in the in the United States. That's the right way of saying it, right? Yeah. It's been a year since that happened, and I thought of having one of my favorite people on my podcast just to catch up and talk about the good times, the plot twists about life, our experiences, and where we're at. So today, my guests are some of my favorites in the world. And yeah, I hope you like this conversation, because it's like a really, it's going to be a very interesting conversation. So I hope you have something to drink on, or if you're working, yeah, listen to what these ladies have to say. So I am going to let you guys introduce yourselves and start with who you are, what you do, and what country you're from.
Okay, so my name is Avantika. I'm from India. And currently I'm doing my master's in industrial psychology. And I'm so happy to be here talking to Aka and Farin. It's been so long.
Avantika, I didn't know you were doing your master's. I'm just like...
Yeah, that's the education I was talking about previously.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot of education, Antika. Lord, let us breathe. I'm out here avoiding my master's and you're like, I'm doing my master's, bruh. How?
A lot happens in a year.
Yes, in my head, I'm like, I guess a lot happens in a year, because how did I miss that? But that's a story for another day. Farin, can you unmute yourself and introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. My name is Farin Kadzai Sakoponia. I am a short extrovert who's very loud, I like to say. But I'm the digital communications and community associate at Bongo Hive. I am also the project lead for a Leadership for Change project called Empower Her. And what else? Yes, thank you for now. And I'm so glad to be here. And I'm so happy to just have this conversation with some of my favorite people.
So those are big titles. I feel like introducing myself again. But it's good to have. So we were scheduled to have a call with all our friends, but life happened today and I feel like it's fate, so I'm excited about that either way. Literally, I genuinely feel like introducing myself, because I'm like, how am I friends with you guys, because you're doing so much. And I'm just Aka, but
look who's talking. Let's not expose ourselves on air. But yeah.
But okay, so I will start by asking how you're doing. So a bit of background to everybody joining us on this episode is my friends and I are all over the world, right? Everybody couldn't make it, sad. I'll probably make another episode with everybody, maybe with these two again. But we always have debrief, and debrief is us catching up once every 2 months to just check in and see how everybody's doing. We might do that individually, like as friends, but we also like doing it as a collective, as a community, as the sisters that we are. So this is just going to be a tiny glimpse of how we are friends around the world and how we do our debrief. So guys, how are you doing? I'll start with Avantika. How are you doing, Avantika?
Currently, I think I'm just trying to get used to my new routine. And things are hectic, but I'm trying to make time for things that really matter as well. So I think in your early 20s, time management is the trickiest part to navigate through. But yeah. I'm just all over the place, I would say.
Nice. Fern, how are you doing?
Like Avantika, I think I am a little all over the place while trying to get it. And I think I'm learning to be okay with that. I'm learning that my 20s are just the time I'm figuring it out. I'm figuring out this life thing. I'm figuring out this leadership thing. I'm figuring myself out. And I'm just at a place where I'm okay with not being great at everything and making mistakes at some things. So, yeah, I'm a little here and there.
That is so important, like you said, that it's okay to not be perfect at everything you do. I think that's just an expectation we always have from ourselves.
Because it's debrief, this question goes around for everybody. It's different because I now also have to answer the same question. I would say for myself, I'm alive. In terms of the last 4 months, I would say have been a plot twist. I lost my sister in April. Life has just been happening. A lot of, when I say it's been a plot twist, and yeah, that's how I'm doing. It's just been a plot twist that I feel like I'm very indifferent. And I'm also just trying to give myself grace because most of the days I just don't want to show up. Farin has experienced this recently. But yeah, most days I don't want to show up because I don't feel like I have anything to offer the world. So that's how I am doing. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about your loss. I mean, that ish, grief is I think grief for every person, grief is we grieve differently, but at the same time we take grief so differently and separately because there are days where you feel like you're okay and you've got this and you're grieving okay, and the next day you're not, right? The next day you're a pile of tears. There are days where you are your happiest, and that just makes you grieve even the more. So, and I don't know. I think it's okay to give yourself grace, you know, to give yourself grace and to give yourself time and just accept that you might be in that space, but you're not gonna be there forever. But also to just allow yourself feel everything. Because I think sometimes life and society expects us to show up so many times and all the time that it's already enough pressure being alive and being in your 20s. Don't add the pressure of me being okay when I don't want to be okay. Like, allow me to not be okay. So, yeah.
Ooh.
Was very beautifully put by Farin. And yeah, really sorry for your loss. And I think to add on to that, it's also important to know that it may not look the same for everyone. Like, grieving is so personal. The way you cope with it is going to be so different. And yeah, it's very important to allow yourself the grace and have a solid support system to fall back on.
That's so true. I love what you both said. Mostly when I am at my lowest, I like being alone because then I'm an introvert. So I don't have the energy. I don't get energy from interactions. So when I'm talking to people, I'm just like, I don't like you that much. And this is not work, unfortunately, guys. But I like what Farin said, and this is what a lot of people say in my life, and that's something I tell myself, right? Is you kind of have to allow yourself to feel what you need to feel. And it's also okay if in the moment you're not going to feel that way. You don't feel like grieving. Because I think I've been like that for 3 months. I don't feel like grieving. And to be honest, I have a lot of plot twists that have happened. I lost my sister, but I also lost somebody I loved and valued a lot a few weeks back. The person didn't die, by the way, but just a lot of things happening and just being indifferent, and that also being okay to process, but not very healthy, has been like a very interesting thing to learn about myself in this season, to be honest. With that being said, it's getting a little hectic, but I'll let Avantika ask a question.
Okay, so on a lighter note, I am really curious to know how.
Thank you. That's why I moved to you.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm really curious to know how do you think you would approach our time in America now, like as the person you are right now? It's been a year and like you said, there have been so many plot twists and a lot of character development. So a lot has changed for everyone. So I often go back to thinking how I would deal with our time over there as who I am right now.
Can I go first? Okay, I'll go first. Firstly, I'd like to say I would hang out with you guys more. You know what I mean? Like, I would go to the movies more. I would dress up, play game night
I mean,
more.
like, yep, yes, and definitely
I
take
would.
more pictures.
And let me take pictures of you guys. You know what I mean? Like, I did the 1 year video and I felt like I didn't have enough. I'm like, no, that's not all we did. We did so much. So I would hang out with you guys more. I would not be heartbroken over a guy. That, like, I don't regret that process of being in America and heartbroken. Baron is killing me. But it's been a year, guys. I can openly talk about how I was so in love and screwed over in America. So, with that being said, I would probably just be that girl, to be honest, and have more fun and show up more late so that Dr. Alicia would be upset. So, yeah, that's me, Baron.
I think if Farron now would talk to Farron on the first day in DC or even in Kansas, I would tell that Farron that some of the things that look like are really big and are getting to you are not as important. I would definitely tell her to enjoy the process a lot more. And I would tell her to just be alive more and be present a lot more. And that reaffirm her that the girls that are sitting next to you are probably your family for the rest of your life. And most importantly, I'll take a lot more pictures, right? Like Aka, I mean, I was looking at the 1 year video and I was looking at like the different videos a lot of us posted when we were talking about our experience now that we're back in our different countries. And I was just like, guys, we did so much more than this. We had so many moments in St. Louis more than this. We had so many moments in different places. Heck, Aka and I got stuck on a flight, you know? And it's just there's so many things that have shaped us to be the people that we are today. We had long layovers, like yo, and then there were times where we tried to navigate the airport in Qatar, which is so freaking, just so freaking big, and you're just trying to, you know, get around and just be alive at the same time, but get on the flight, and you know, we almost someone almost got on the wrong flight, and there are all those things, right? And I would just tell that friend to just not be afraid and just take it every single day and just be alive and be present every single day.
Okay, so yeah, I would like to shop more, definitely. I realized I didn't shop enough, and that is something that I think about. And also, like you said, we didn't take enough pictures. It just feels like everything that has been done hasn't been done enough. Like there needs to be more of conversations, more of pictures, more of memories, and just more of exploration. Because in the process of knowing people and knowing things around you, which was so new and different, you also get to know so much about yourself. So, yeah.
I would also just say, tell you guys, let's just spend this money. Why are you saving?
You can
Shop like
say
me.
that again. Like, you can say that again. You know
Shop.
what? Like, you know what? You only live once. You only live once, you know? And the moments you create, you can't attach a monetary value to them, right? And no matter how much you spend towards those experiences and those moments, trust me, the moments and how they shape you after, you can't attach a monetary value towards them, because those keep you going on the rough days. Those keep you going when you're trying to come back and readjust and you see life very differently, you know?
I agree, dude. It is, I think we didn't realize what we had until it ended.
What are some of the moments you think you took for granted during our experience? Like, I mean, we've talked about it now and talked about how we should have been alive. We knowing what we know now would have been alive and present more. What are some of those things you think you took for granted and you didn't appreciate as much as you appreciate them now that you're back, other than obviously the friendship and the relationship we've created? But what are some of the things, the experiences that you really just took for granted, but now that you come back, you realized how important and valuable they are?
Okay, I'll go first. I think when I'm asked about my time over there, people do often ask me about how did you like American food? And I think I was so hung up about the fact that I'm not eating something that I'm used to, that I didn't really appreciate what was in front of me at that point in time. Like, we made so many jokes about Mrs. E's and how we didn't quite enjoy the flavors over there, that I think we forgot to explore options other than Mrs. E's. Or, like, I feel a very nice way to get to know a place or the people over there is through their food, because every dish tells you a story about how it has been created or the flavors that they enjoy. I wish I explored that more.
That's so true.
I
I agree
Yeah,
too.
Aka.
I agree because we're so hang up on just, we're just hang up on life that we didn't appreciate or just even take the bus, like the KU buses that were on campus. I did take the KU bus and went exploring on my own and got lost. Like, we should have done that more often. We should have said, after class, guys, let's take the bus, let's go to a place, let's buy food, let's explore the city. It was relatively safe, so we could have done that. So I agree with Avantika. I would say I didn't appreciate our downtown activities, like us writing poetry, us creating drawings.
Do not bring up the coloring. I refuse you to bring up coloring. By the power vested in
I
me,
just
by
colored.
myself, no.
Do
No.
you remember
You
that
and
thing in
Avantika were great at it. I wasn't. No. Because
Farron, this is
coloring still
nighttime.
terrifies me.
Leave me alone.
Okay.
Not like
Okay.
so I'm just thinking about the different activities I struggled with. Even just, I don't know how you call those things. We did the Mandela, but there's that thing we did that you can actually just hang up in your room. I've just done that, and we did put like our values, like what do you value the most, and you could do it any way you wanted. I feel like I took that for granted. I was missing Kelly, so I took my book, the book they gave us that had our Mandelas and poetry, and I colored Kelly's Mandela and read her poetry, and that made me close to her. And she knew that, and I posted that, and I was like, I didn't post saying I miss Kelly, but Kelly knew that, and Kelly texted, and we had like a whole catch up conversation. So I do feel like I took that for granted. I wish I didn't enjoy those activities, by the way. But I wish I just really sat in the moment and learned something with the uncomfortable feeling I had in the moment. So yeah. What something else I took for granted was, again, everybody else. But I'll take this back to when I had a breakup with somebody, right? I took for granted that space of days. When my family came to see me and I was going through the whole breakup. My family is funny. We talked about this, like me and my uncle talked about this guy and why stuff ended. My sister-in-law came and we talked about this guy as well. And so I feel like I took for granted what it took for people to take out time and fly to another state to just see me. Like I didn't know what that meant. But now I look back and say that costed time, money, and so much energy. People should actually like you enough to just do that for you. So yeah, I look back and I'm just like, okay, I should have appreciated this more. And I also think I should have shopped more, but yeah, my bags were already overweight, so it's okay.
Okay, but it never hurts. Bath and Body Works never hurts anybody. I'm just saying. Just I wish I missed some of those products. But yeah, thank you. And I definitely agree. I think some of the experiences or the downtime time, I think I really wish I explored KU a lot more. I think we took, I remember, it's funny, I was watching Anu's video the other time where she was talking about why are you sleeping in America? You can sleep when you go back home, but you're in America on such an experience and you're sleeping. And I laughed about it and I thought about how many times we, became so comfortable that we're in this place that we forgot to explore more. We forgot to see the sights. We forgot to just be there, right? And just go out. And not just go out to shop and buy the necessities we need, but actually just explore and do stuff, even by ourselves. I wish I went on more walks and runs with a lot of you guys. And except the coloring. Lindsay should not hear this, but except the coloring, I think it's the various things that we had to do. I didn't understand when we had to write the poems and even when we had to do the drawing, but it's those things that brought us and tied us together. I think I was showing a poet friend of mine, and they're like, "Farid, you really poured out your feelings and where you were at in this poem." And me reading it, I realized, and even reading some of the poems by everyone else, I realized that there's so many layers about each and every one of us that we poured out in that moment, even when we thought we were not the most creative and poetic, they made sense. And those comfort on certain days, because you read about someone else's journey and where they are at right now, and you are reminded that I have my sisters and they got my back.
I would like to quickly add on to what we are expressing right now. I feel we also need to take into account the fact that we were on a very tight schedule and that left us with little time to explore by ourselves. So while we have these realizations, realistically speaking, I don't think we would have gotten a chance to explore as much.
Sunday
Well,
mornings. Yeah, I definitely agree. I think we would have taken the Sunday mornings. I took my Sunday mornings.
Alaska, no, we had free time. We just didn't like.
I took my Sunday mornings to sleep and catch up with my family. But sorry, Veronica, but I think another thing is I think from that experience, I wish I was okay or I was better at being okay with not knowing what next, because yo, I love my structure. I think me and Aka are different that way. Aka lives in the moment a little bit more than I do, and I think Avantika too. Me, I want when, where, what, and how, and whenever something destabilizes that ruins my day, ruins how I, but I think also I've just become better at it coming back, because I've realized that some of the best moments in those moments that you didn't plan for. What are some of the days that made you guys miss home the most? Like, what are some of the moments or experiences that just made you like, I want to go home today, preferably the most?
I'll go. why I'm laughing? The most interesting week for me was when we were in St. Louis. And again, it's funny because it was during my heartbreak. I just wanted to be home because I'm in America and I'm having Zambian problems. Right? And I feel like there was so much miscommunication. I don't even know how I found myself in that whole situation. So that made me want to come back home so that I wouldn't have to see, I wouldn't want anyone to experience me when I'm on my lowest, right? But then that also taught me that people notice when you're at your lowest, because Yoyo was sick the last week. So Yoyo came and I gave her some meds for her throat. And she was just like, "Are you okay, Aka? Like, what happened?" Right? So for me, I think that week was harder because I also saw my family. So it's then you realize you miss home. And you know what? I'm grateful that I had family and not everybody had that experience, but for me that was also hard, right? Because when I saw my uncle after the Barbie movie, I wanted to cry because I just wanted to go home. I was just like, can I just go to Connecticut? I don't think I can do this anymore. But yeah, seeing my family and just having that experience, I think you learn a lot from heartbreak. And that's what my friend was telling me as well, to say, we laugh about it now because I'm over it. She tells me, you really liked that boy, that you came back and you were still in the pits and you still had to navigate that relationship and whatever happened. And at that moment, I didn't accept that I really liked that particular person, like really, really much. We all know the person I'm talking about, especially you two know. But then when we started having conversations about it later on, especially this year, because I'm over it, then I realized like, yeah, I did. And there's no shame in liking somebody is also something I learned. There's no shame in crying and liking somebody because that's just also just the cost of love. So yeah, I hope I answered your question, Marin.
Yeah, you definitely did. And yeah, I think in your heartbreak also, I think I learned a different part of you. I remember when in St. Louis and it was you, me and Lomema went to sit by the river and got a few pastries and the like. And I feel like in those moments our very unlucky stories in love. But at that time, I think it really just made me see you in like a different, in a different, in a different light altogether. So yeah, Avantika, I think I have a feeling, but you go.
I also have a feeling for Avantika, but you go.
Okay, so I'm really curious to know what it is that you both thought. But I think for me, sometimes I would get these updates from what is happening back home. And like stuff like what's happening in college, what's happening at home. And that sometimes made me want to leave everything that it is I'm doing in the US and rush back home. It wasn't anything urgent or immediate, but I felt like maybe I'm missing out on life over there. And it's a very silly thought to have because what we were doing together was so much more valuable, but you just feel like you want to be at two places.
I hear you. I hear, and I think you were also nervous. I remember there was a time you were super nervous because we were still in the US, but
Yeah, definitely. That was quite stressful because college was happening back home and You just feel like you're missing out on things, but in retrospect, none of that was important. So, yeah.
Actually had a feeling that was it because you had moments when the last week I feel like you were just all over the place and you were just like, I'm so tired. I have videos of you, Avantika, by the way. Be nice to me. I have
Oh.
videos of you. Be nice.
You need to show me those
But
videos, and
I
yeah,
will share.
I was
I'll
really
send them
excited.
after.
Yeah, please do.
You're all over the place, and you're just like, I don't want to do this. But then that also reminds me of how you and I had a catch-up session in the bathroom all the time. It's like you and I would not meet in the lobby in the kitchen. We catch up in the bathroom. I don't know why we had such a relationship.
No, it was like I would use the washroom and I would always see you outside and vice versa. I think that was where we our timings really aligned. So yeah, it was always fun doing that because oddly there was no one else around. It was just the two of us talking about how the day has been. And also us walking towards the study center.
I think that's my favorite thing. If I look at a memory, so I have specific memories with everybody. Faren, it's always running at the airport with Faren, the best, and taking like the walks. And Faren and I always had these inside jokes. But with you is, I've always wanted to have an Indian friend. I have this Indian friend I bump into in the bathroom, and she just sounds like she's from the movies. And then, before you answer, Avantika, you became not, I wouldn't say the meanest, the most direct person at the end of the program. Like, you were just going to go, what
Girl,
the, what is this? We're all
she'll
scared
tell
of
it to
you,
your
girl.
face. My filters disappeared towards the end. I was like, what is happening? Why is this happening? Yeah, I think we all had our moments of doubt about everything. But towards the end, it got really pronounced for me. Yeah, and I think also towards the end we became one,
Very
we had to face
comfortable.
the we yeah, we became very comfortable with each other, but also we had to accept the reality of this is coming to an end, right? Like there were kind of no longer any restrictions. Is
Yeah,
that
you
right? It's like we
say
had freedom.
yeah, and yeah, like initially you had a lot of restraints and you were thinking about what you were saying, but towards the end, you just want to be yourself as much as you can because, yeah, you don't have to hold back.
And throw water at each other at the that wasn't a waterfall. What was it? But
Was a
yeah,
fountain. That was the
a
fountain.
fountain.
I'm
You guys.
glad. You know what? I'm glad we didn't say we're going to jump into the lake.
Yeah,
By the
we
way,
took the line there.
you guys realize we're going to jump into the lake if we said we're going to jump into the lake? I'm just glad we did. I'm glad the bed wasn't the lake, it was the fountain.
Yeah.
For me, I would like, on a serious note, my questions are serious. On a serious note, what plot twist can you tell me that has happened in the last 6 months?
Plot twist. Guys, my life, me, I feel like someone's just all right. I feel like it's been a script and I don't know who's writing and editing the script. But plot twist, I would say just the in first of all, I was always saying it would be so nice to live by myself, to do my own things, to live life by myself, and then I moved and I'm like, I wanna go back. I wanna be my daddy's baby girl once again because life is expensive and so I'm not prepared for this. And I think it's really taught me some of the things about myself I didn't know, and some of the things, and made me a bit more grateful even about some of the things I had and some of the sacrifices that my dad had to make, for us to just be there and just be comfortable in that and. me, that's just been like, ish, okay. And another thing has been just how to handle grief. And I related so much, Aka, when you said, like the girls, no, like the girls were there for me. I lost someone very, very dear to me last year. Funny enough, it was during the program. I think for me, that was the moment I really wanted to get back home, because, you know, I felt like, oh my God, I've lost this person and I'm still here. I needed to be there with them. But I think it's moments of grief. Like they've, like literally the days they've literally striked me have been days where I thought I'd be the happiest. And 1 minute I'm so happy and I've got a lot of good news. And the next minute I'm in tears, you know, I'm just upset because it feels like, oh my God, they're not here anymore. So yeah, life has been an interesting twist sentence.
My plot twist would be the year started so good, like at a 10. Everything was great. Business was great. I felt like I had so much control over my life, my plans. I was earning so much money, to now where from a 10 to a 0, right? And just seeing how you plan out life and it just keeps not going your way has been a plot twist. I think also losing my sister, the way I lost her, was a plot twist. And I did that when I was in South Africa, so that wasn't fun. Getting into something I was told not to get into romantically, and it ending was also a plot twist. And yeah, I have a few lists of plot twists I feel like I have experienced. I don't even think it's possible that this happened in 6 months. I ask myself, like, did this definitely just happen in my life, like in 6 months? That feels like a lot. But so, yeah. But also, the plot twists have taught me how temporal life can be, right? You can say that, oh, no, life is going as planned. I'm happy and I have everything figured out. I have this picture perfect thing I want. Then just life says, well, that's not how life works. You also have to experience the highs and the lows. And I'm just... For me, when I experience the highs, there are highs and lows, really low. But now I just feel like I've been experiencing the lows too much. But I'm grateful for the lows because it reminds me that I was once happy. So for me to have the capacity to know that I'm not at my best now, yeah, I should know that, okay, then I was happy at one point. So yeah, that's my plot twist for the year.
Definitely, I feel life has so many ways of humbling us and letting us know that it's not always going to be the way, things are not always going to be the way you envision them to be. And for me, it's been a similar experience, but I just feel constantly that what I'm doing right now is a transition stage to something else. Like I'm not able to be present in my life because I just feel like this is an in-between stage and this needs to amount to something more. And that has been very difficult to adjust with, that kind of mindset, because I just feel like there needs to be something more that I need to achieve or something more that needs to be done. And yeah, as a result, I'm more in my head than with the people around me. And the last few months for me has been characterized by a lot of impulsivity coming from my end, because I tend to put myself in such tough spots that I feel the only escape is to make a very quick decision without thinking things through after a point. So yeah, I think if I would do something differently in the last 6 months, it would be to stop before I make big decisions or think before I'm committing to something. Like we were discussing that I'm doing masters right now. And even though the decision to do masters was well thought of, I did not really think about the college or the course as much as I should have. And romantically as well, I feel like I could have made decisions after thinking a lot more than I did. So yeah.
I feel like Avantika and I are the same person. Like, literally, Avantika's life and I mirror each other from different continents.
Is
I'm
either
just
too
like,
much thinking or no thinking at all?
no thinking. I would just be making these decisions. And then I'm like, how did I get here? Aka, well, you texted that person back. Romantically, too, I do also think I have made not so good decision in the last 6 months concerning my love life. My therapist will be pissed. I have a meeting with her tomorrow. Anyway, but I also feel like I would have made better decisions romantically this year because no, the person I was the last 6 months isn't the person I want to be for the rest of my life, if that makes sense.
Right, I think 2024 is off to a rough start, but we'll really get our groove back with the latter half of the year. The next 6 months is going to be romantically promising, I'm sure.
I don't even think I
Zero.
want my romantic life.
I've had zero. You know, I'm looking at you guys, I'm like, oh, I'm like, romantically, there has been inactive, there continues to be inactivity for the last couple of years. I think at this point, I think I was definitely with a friend of mine, and they're like, Karen, you're being too comfortable, because I think a part of me has just become way too comfortable. Like, there is absolutely zero romantic activity in my life. And the sad part is I'm okay with it. Like, I think, I don't know if it's a sad part or the okay part or the amazing part. It's just, I'm just like, yo, you know. But yeah, don't worry, you guys. I'm there to comfort you. And Aka, send me the messages before you send them to whoever you send them to. Send it to
No,
Rivers. Think
I have
about it.
decided to put my romantic life on hold. But if ever I tell you guys I'm seeing somebody, you also can't use that against me. I am just putting it out here. I am putting it on hold. But if at any point you guys have a feeling I'm seeing somebody, let's just pretend. That's just all I can say. Let's just pretend. Yeah. Don't trust me with my romantic life. I don't think I'm very, yeah, I don't trust myself. I want to know where you're at as individuals now. What space are you in?
I am definitely in the on to the next chapter and the next hustle phase, where I'm just anticipating a lot of things from life right now. So
Yeah, I hear you. I think I'm in the discovery phase. I think a lot of the things that I was passionate about, I'm not as passionate about them anymore, which is very surprising for even me. But also, it's just been a space where I'm reintroducing myself to myself. And excited for what's to come. It's just like, okay, like you said, Avantika, where you're in the transition phase, I think I'm in that as well, where Theron before and Theron, who she's becoming, are kind of meeting each other and agreeing on the terms and conditions. But yeah, I think I'm in that phase, and I'm in the phase where I'm shedding off a lot of relationships. You know, like, I think because of the transition I'm in, unfortunately, I've had to learn the harsh reality of life, which is not everyone, you cannot carry everyone with you until the next phase. You really can't. But just also learning to be okay with that, like, really learning to be okay with the fact that not everyone will continue with you on the boat or on the ship called your life. And that's still okay.
I am on my discovering phase, so I am learning what life after university feels like. What how it feels to live off no income but your parents. So I am learning on what next for me as an individual. I really do have like a great support system. I'm always talking to Lindsay. She's like my person for life. She's like the sweetest soul because she's always saying, "Are you okay? What for her?" She moved from "Are you okay?" to "What you need from me?" And that's like my love language right now is somebody that
I am here.
offers to help because talking about it is so tiring all the time. So I'm on my discovering phase. I'm seeing the cost of the decisions I made in January. And I'm also going to see the cost of the decisions I've made just in the last few days. So I'm trying to make peace with that. And yeah, I am very excited because I'm redesigning my business. So I can't wait to see what that brings as well. So I'm just in between, to be honest. I don't know. I know how I want my life to look like from 10 years from now, right? I'm very flexible on where life is taking me now. I also don't settle for anything else. So yeah, that's where I am at. So if you could take something with you, because this is like a new year for us, right? New year after our experience from America. So if you could take away, if you could take one thing with you from what you learned in America, what would that be?
I think the kind of liberation I felt over there, because you're isolated from your life back home, so you feel like you have all the liberty to reinvent who you are. And over here, because you feel like people expect things from you and that they have certain perceptions of you, you have to kind of conform to that. So you're not able to change and reinvent in the way that you would in a different country. So that would be for me.
I think for me, like Avantika, it's just the liberty. I think I embraced a new side of me, a side of me that's more daring, a side of me that's more comfortable in my skin, a side of me that doesn't conform to what everyone else thinks I should conform to. And that it's okay, you know, like it's okay to live life by my rules. It's okay to decide how I want to dress, how I want to look like, and how I present myself. And I think the other thing would be going to the balcony. That's really helped for me, because even in days where it's been really stressful and situations and life has looked a certain way, I've taken time to just go up and just see things from there. But obviously, shout out to Lindsay. Lindsay has been so amazing. I mean, she has a way of always making time. And there are times I will tell her, for me, even with my project, I'll be so frustrated. And she'll be like, "But have you thought about it this way?" And it just changes my perspective altogether. So, yeah.
I would take liberty too, right? I've never felt I could be myself like I was in America. No one really cared. No one knew me. I could just show up as myself in that moment, but also do my best. So that's like one of my favorite things about that. And I think it's the one thing I took and I've been living by that. Is this is me. I'm trying to learn and grow, but this is where I'm at as a person, and this is who I really am. So if you want to be in my life, you kind of have to adjust to that. But of course, I also adjust and learn and be compassionate and be there. But just the fact that I was myself, like that was me, and all at all levels. My dressing, my talking, my experience, my feelings, I was allowed to just be me. That's what I would take from that. And that's what I will take in this next phase of our lives. My almost last question is, what do you need in this season of your life?
What do I need? I think I need to find more balance between, I just need to find more balance, like more balance, definitely more hugs. Guys, hugs are so healing. But yeah, balance. I think for me right now in this season of my life, I just really need a lot more balance to navigate everything going on and not to lose myself in the process.
I feel like rightly said by Farin, balance is key, and I also need a lot more time. Like I feel 24 hours is not enough in a day. There's not enough time to do things outside of what you're expected to do. Like it's a race against time because half your time goes in working or studying, but then you don't make time for other people or other experiences that you would want from life.
I feel like you guys said it. Oh, I need to give myself more grace. And in terms of, I never give myself grace and I never feel like I'm doing enough or I'm good enough. So just the fact that I need to start seeing myself how other people see me is what somebody told me. Like, I need to not see myself the way I see myself, but I need to start seeing myself in other people's perspectives. That would change a lot for myself. So yeah, I would say, yeah, I need more grace. So the last question is, what do you look forward to for the next 1 year? Because we're gonna do this again. We're gonna have this debrief again. Next year, we always have debriefs, but I know we're gonna do this again just to check in to see where everybody's at after 2 years of the experience. So it's like, what do you look forward to doing the next 1 year?
Live out loud, like really just live out loud, right? Like just continue, just do that. Like whatever it is I want to do, whatever it is I'm afraid to do, just do it. But at the same time, be okay with it not going according to plan. Also okay with the fact that I might fail, but that doesn't necessarily label me as a failure. It just makes me wiser and kind of shows me what not to do. But yeah.
I would like to be a lot more open than I am right now, like open to learning new things, open to failing, like Farin said. Yeah, and just not afraid to experiment because we all have a plan and we all have a vision, but I think things more often than not don't go our way. So just be open to the idea of difference.
I would say I'd like to live life fully, right? I know how temporal life can be. So do what I want to do, travel more, give Farron a hug, probably visit you soon, and just live life. Honestly, like Farron said it for the rest of us right now. And also just learn, right? Like just learn what life is not a Nigerian movie or an Indian movie. So just learning and living fully and taking life as it is. I feel like that's just me. Not trying to overthink life, not trying to make excuses for people, but just taking it as this happened. Avantika, this is for the two of us, especially in our love life. I know.
Definitely.
Yeah, like this is just as it is. So we've come to the end. I'm so emotional. I missed you guys so much. And I love you guys so much. The world back and forth. I hope we can have the others soon. But I love you so much. And I would want to say any words of encouragement or closing remarks, ladies.
I had so much fun just talking to you both, and I almost forgot that we are on a podcast. It just felt so natural to talk to you guys. In a way, it felt like we are picking up from where we left a year ago, and more of this. Definitely. I think I would like to add on to the last question. I look forward to talking to everybody a lot more.
Expect debrief in August.
Yes,
Yes,
please.
let's do
Yes,
it.
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with Avantika. I forgot. I legit forgot that we're on a podcast. I have the time out to bring myself back. I'm like, oh, I'm not on a regular call. But also shout out to you, Aka. You know, you've been doing amazing. I think, you know, when they say that in a group there's always a glue that keeps everyone together, you've done amazing at doing that, at just reminding us to communicate, reach out a bit more, to just, you know, remember that we're not doing this life thing alone. But the impressive thing is you've been doing that while, you know, fighting all these things, fighting all these fires. For me, no matter what happens, just don't forget that you're such an amazing and beautiful human being, because you've been sharing yourself with the world even when it felt like you're in a very bad place. So, and this just goes out to anyone who's listening, you know, life is meant to be lived, you know. Don't put yourself in one corner and say it can't be done, because you don't want, years from now, you don't want to regret it and say, I wish I did this. Just do it. The worst that could happen is you could fail, but you would have grown wiser and you've had all these experiences along the way.
That makes me so emotional. My closing remarks would be, I'll always be grateful that I have you guys as friends, honestly. And sometimes I do feel like I try too much with you all. I'm like, why is it always me telling you guys you need debrief and need to catch up? But I'm grateful that that's the role I get to play in the group. I love the role now. I'm glad that I have individual relationships with all of you guys, especially the two of you. And yeah, it's more of this. It's more of we're gonna get back to catching up every month and talking, even if we're not recording. And more of I love seeing you all win in your different areas, and I love clapping for everybody and just being there and just knowing I have friends. You're one of the few people I can legitimately say those are my friends, because you're my friends, you're my sister. So thank you so much for showing up today. My key takeaway from today is have friends, right? Have cool friends around the world who you can call, put on your podcast and brag about it, by the way. Have friends. Friends keep you going. Friends will make you smile. Friends that you don't always have. Friends that are not high maintenance, because you guys are not high maintenance. Yeah, so that's my key takeaway, is why in different cities, countries, so sad everybody else couldn't be here, but we also have shared experience that only us experienced. But us having these conversations, I hope it helps other people call their friends and have some of these conversations, because these conversations heal me. I hope they did that for you guys. So, yeah, that's the end of today's episode. I hope people enjoyed it. If you're at the end, you've met my friends. This is a cool bunch. It's not everybody, but you've met my friends, and I hope you love them the way I love them. And I am gonna let the girls say bye.
Bye, everyone. It was so beautiful.
Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in.